Oasis Audio presents The Crow's Call by Wanda E. Brunstetter. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. Chapter 1. Strasburg, Pennsylvania. An April wind's flurry sent swirls of dust into the air and across the yard. This isn't a good day for a celebration. Amy King shielded her eyes for a moment. The current of air rustled her dress as she cradled a basket of spring flowers from her parents' greenhouse up to their home. Amy's sister Sylvia and her family would be coming for supper soon to help them celebrate Mom's birthday, and she wanted everything to be perfect. Amy's brothers, Henry and Abe, still lived at home, but their older brother Ezekiel and his family were now part of an Amish community in New York State. They had hired a driver and planned to join them this afternoon. Amy always looked forward to the times when their whole family could be together. As the wind calmed down, Amy gazed at the basket of flowers and smiled. She would put the lovely blooms in a glass vase and set it in the center of their dining room table. Mom had a love for flowers, which was why she'd worked faithfully in the greenhouse with Dad for so many years. Amy liked flowers too, but there were other things she enjoyed more, such as spending time with her boyfriend, Jared. He'd begun courting her almost a year ago, and Amy figured most any time now Jared would ask for her hand in marriage. She was prepared to say yes, of course, for Jared was all she'd ever wanted in a husband. He was courteous, kind, strong, and gentle. And of course, she thought he was the most handsome man she'd ever met. Amy halted her footsteps when the eerie sound of a crow's call invaded her dreamy thoughts. She'd had an aversion to crows ever since she was a young girl, and one had flown over the blanket she'd sat upon, dropping a corn cob right on her foot. It had left a nasty bruise, and following the incident, the crow carried on like Amy had done something wrong. It was superstitious of her, but ever since that day, whenever she saw or heard a crow, Amy expected something bad might happen. Today was no exception. The crow, sitting on a fence post and making such a fuss, seemed to be taunting Amy as she stood with goosebumps on her arms and chills tingling her spine. Refusing to give in to her anxiety, Amy hurried toward the house.
Caw, caw, caw!
The crow's foreboding call continued. Amy shuddered and moved on. It was childish to allow an irrational belief to take over her thoughts, but she couldn't help feeling that something bad was on the horizon. Maybe this time it would be worse than a simple corn cob bruising her foot. She brushed the notion aside and stepped into the house. Amy wanted everything to be special for Mom's birthday, and she wouldn't let a silly old crow and her unfounded trepidation put a damper on this evening's celebration.
"It's so good to see you again."
Amy gave Ezekiel and Michelle a hug and reached her hand out to stroke the top of their little girl's head.
"Angela Mary has grown so much since we last saw her. It's hard to believe she's 2 years old already."
Michelle smiled and placed one hand against her stomach.
"I wasn't going to share this till we were all sitting around the supper table tonight, but in about 5 months, our daughter will have a little sister or brother."
Amy clapped her hands and gave Michelle another hug.
"Oh, that's wunderbar."
"What about your big brother? Don't I get another hug?"
Ezekiel nudged Amy's arm.
"Yeah, of course."
She gave Ezekiel a second hug. When Amy stepped back, he looked around the yard.
"Where is everyone? Figured when our driver's van pulled in, we'd be greeted by the whole family."
"Henry went out to buy a gift for Mom. Abe's still at work. Dad and Mom are in the greenhouse getting ready to close up for the day. They might not have heard the van come into the yard." At that moment, their parents stepped out of the greenhouse and headed for Ezekiel and his family. Hugs started all over again.
"It's so good to see you."
Mom teared up.
"I wasn't sure you could come."
Ezekiel shook his head.
"We would..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?